The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, why did Mary respond and know it was our Lord when he used her name, and yet did not know when he had asked her, "Whom are you looking for?" For many years I thought, gosh, it must have been the intonation that our Lord used, or a certain tenderness or affection by which she immediately recognized his voice. Until just recently, I was at a conference by one of the leading scripture scholars in our country, and he said, when our Lord used her name, he did not use Greek, which was the common language of that time. And he did not use Latin, even though many people were familiar with it. They were in the Roman Empire. And he did not even use Aramaic, which was frequently used among the Jews. He used Hebrew, which was the language of her childhood, most likely, the language that her parents would have used in her purity, in her innocence, a language that would have never been used during her years of prostitution, and probably a name that no one used except our Lord. It was something unique that they themselves shared. And so when he calls her by name in Hebrew, she immediately knows that it's him. And so she responds, also using an ancient Semitic language. Years ago, a group of people got together and they began to pray the rosary. And they were growing in their faith and discovered how powerful this prayer was. Our Lady began to teach them, and one of the members of the group began to hear her voice in his heart. And she would give messages to this group of people. Well, as the years went by, one of them was dying of cancer. She was bedbound. And he went to her home with another member of the group to pray the rosary one last time with this woman. And after they prayed the rosary, Our Lady had a message for her. And he relayed this most beautiful message about the gift of her suffering, how pleasing she was to God. And at the end, she looks at this man and she says, "Why does Our Lady call you?" And she used a very particular, special name that this other member of the group was like, "What?" And this man's face went flush red. He said, "You heard her voice." And she said, "I did." He said, "That's a nickname that she's given to me. No one has ever called that in my life. It's her term of affection for me." My brothers and sisters, we have no idea how intimate of a relationship our Lord wants to have with us. There will be ways that he communicates with us that no one else does, where when we hear him, when we see his actual no immediately, it's the Lord working in my life. May we ask for the grace, especially through the intercession of Mary Magdalene, to be able to hear, to be attentive to his voice when he speaks, and to be able to recognize his voice.